नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक एंड हियर्स अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस। From importing to having excess coal, from gasping for natural gas to striding towards construction of gas grids and strengthening the renewable sector in the country, Prime Minister Narendra Modi set India an ambitious target on becoming an energy surplus state by 2022 while addressing the News 18 Rising India Summit on Friday. News 18 Rising India Summit, the two-day marquee thought leadership initiative, came to a close on Saturday. Here's a look at the big moments. Home Minister Rajnath Singh fired a warning shot to Pakistan, saying that Indian Army was ready to not only protect the country from within but and also cross the border if needed. India's first full-time woman defense minister called war preparedness and lack of modern equipment with armed forces a cause of concern. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said that if secularism meant not taking sides, then there was nobody more secular than the nation's Hindu majority. The Information and Broadcasting Minister may not check her Twitter account every morning, but she is well aware of the hatred on social media. Smriti Irani revealed that the government is planning to bring about regulations on social media. Bollywood actor Kangana Ranaut said that she is open to the idea of joining politics. Morgan Stanley's chief global strategist Ruchir Sharma spoke about his time in Russia when he faced Vladimir Putin. In Putin's presence, Sharma took to the stage to make his own presentation about the Russian economy. The infectious energy that Ranveer Singh brings on was on full display at the summit as he made his entry on the song Kalbali from his film Padmavat and talked about how the fringe groups has desecrated his temple, the film set. In other news, a large number of Muslim women staged a huge protest in Lucknow against the triple talaq bill and requested PM Modi to reconsider it. The Supreme Court may have paved the way for passive euthanasia in terminal cases, but by allowing living wills in a country where religious ramifications hang heavy on an individual's daily life, can the question of when and how to die be exempt? Here's how Islam, Christianity and Hinduism view living will and passive euthanasia. In election-bound Karnataka, the district administration in Uttara Kannada is diving into deep-sea water to give out voter identity cards. The deputy commissioner, who is also the district returning officer, is trying to distribute voter IDs to millennial workers. India gave a note verbal to Pakistan through its High Commissioner in Islamabad, protesting the intimidation and harassment of its staff. The Kerala government will very soon contribute Rs 2 lakh for the juvenile justice schemes. But the twist in the tale is that its contribution may not be a sign of magnanimity and Pinaraya Vijayan government at all. The benefaction for the social welfare cause has come by the virtue of Supreme Court orders slapping the penalty of Rs 2 lakh on the state. Union Finance Ministry topped the list of ministries to receive the maximum number of RTI applications in 2016-17. Taking the stage amid a roaring applause, Congress President Rahul Gandhi started off a speech at the 84th plenary session of the Congress Party, drawing an analogy between the BJP RSS and Kauravas while likening the Congress Party to the humble Pandavas. At the party event on Sunday, Rahul Gandhi was in a mood to spare none. From calling BJP President Amit Shah a murder accused to attacking PM Modi for diverting attention from issues such as unemployment and farmer suicides, Gandhi sounded the poll bugle for the 2019 general elections. Time for some opinion, agree or disagree. We can't turn the tables on the BJP by making them accountable for all the economic failures on their watch. The vast majority will respond with an emphatic no. In that reality lies Congress's best prospect of reversing the BJP's recent dominance. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has submitted an apology in the Court of Judicial Magistrate in Amritsar and has understandably brought peace with former Punjab Minister Bikram Singh Majithia. 4 years down the line, what has made Kejriwal go on an apology binge rather than stand by the charges levelled by him? News 18 explores. Behind the craftily managed and organized plenary session of the Congress, which showcased Rahul Gandhi in a rare form, is the hidden hand of Priyanka Vadra all the way. From choosing the venue to the look, the feel and even managing the mosquito problem, Priyanka Vadra was hands-on at this two-day mega show. Lastly on Reel, self-made bagpiper Archie J has over 98 lakh views on her YouTube videos. Also known as the Snake Charmer, Archie was awarded the First Lady Award by the President in January 2018. Watch her discuss her journey here. That's all for today's News18.com's Daybreak, and in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com and do join us for tomorrow's News18.com's Daybreak. Cheers.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.